That song ended much earlier than it was supposed to. So, hey, everybody.
Surprise!
It's Thursday, and we're on the radio all of a sudden. Yeah, wow, like 10 seconds ago, it told me there were 45 seconds left.
Hey, Jick, we're on the radio. We're on the radio, Jick. On the radio.
That stuff's been
playing a few times.
Annoying. Yeah. So, I'm going to turn this down so that I don't hear the freaky echo of myself in my headphones. KMD is apparently hearing our voices.
Woo-hoo.
And
that's,
I guess,
weird.
He'll tell us if there's anything wrong.
He doesn't even have the radio on. That's really freaky. He picks it up through his fillings.
The call is coming from inside the house. That's the freakier part. And there's a hook hanging from the door. Yeah, I know. That was,
I thought there was a hook hanging from the phone.
Let's see. I don't know where to start with these questions. Naked Jew said that in case Scully hadn't flushed the questions, that we should start with this question about the
Scully's mom.
Yeah, Jalandi had written, "Hey guys, I was listening to a not a podcast show where you mentioned the DoD one dropping again. If you blew it up, wouldn't it work to double the price of the cloak every time you blew it up? 5K the first time, 10K the second, 20 the third. Wouldn't be too crazy and hardcore and make it interesting when strategizing? We definitely don't want to do anything that allows you to get more than one wand in a single hardcore or softcore run. So,
unless they're just really long runs."
Well, sure. I mean, I would be willing to make it so that adventure comes back 500 turns after you blew up your wand. And I think that would be okay. I don't know. Eggroll Chen says, "Will you ever bring back custom items like in the raffle or anything, like Boozer Bear's Mahi Fez or Bashy's Fetus Smashing Club?" That's what we should do. We should have raffles for the Fetus Smashing Club or the Mahi Fez. Because I'm just kidding.
Duke had at one time proposed the idea of a single one time raffle for a custom item. I think. Hadn't you thought of that?
I don't know.
And
don't talk about the one that we're actually going to do.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you're never ever going to actually do it.
Oh, I am. Fucker.
Meat Sync Central.
Yeah. Woohoo.
I don't think custom items in the
Plus
whatever.
Nope.
Sorry.
Reverend Noodleson says, oh, wait, I didn't get... Okay, I was thinking we would actually raffle... He was asking if we would ever actually raffle off another Fetus Smashing Club.
Is that what he was asking?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
Given that we it makes no sense.
Given that we never
that
have.
Think about it. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that we did again.
Reverend Noodleson says, "Jick, status report on NS-13, please. Hot stuff. Status report on NS-13, please.
We're close to being done. Like, level 11 and 12 quests are content complete and just being tested at this point.
Careful not to spoil anything.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to give the report myself, because...
Dear. We're... The new super secret path thing has a bunch of extra content that's 75%.
We're working on it. Let me see. 4, 8, 12, 17. What's 45 minus 17?
I have no idea.
27?
That's how many I have
28.
Left, right? 28 left to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's...
a path.
It may be that when you do this super secret new path, you get a lot of adventures that are just the sad face in the picture frame, and it says, placeholder, you gain an effect, placeholder. Or you gain an effect which you're not supposed to know what it does, but the name of the effect is actually the precise in-game effect of what was going on, which is what would happen if we rolled it out right now.
But since nobody's ever going to find it, this super secret path, it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be the totally level playing field because no one.
Because no one. Yeah. All zeros is still equal.
That's true. What else do we got going on? We got some. The Sorcerer's Quest is probably not going to change as much as it could, but we got some ideas for fixing that stuff up, and we're doing that. That's like sort of the last thing that we're doing. I guess then we got a little bit of. We're going to add a little bit of stuff to the regular post ascension.
A significant amount. I mean, there are going to be changes and content added to, you know, Canada and the Knoll and the desert. And the amount of content that is going to get added to those is largely going to depend on how much time and enthusiasm we have in the following week. I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to be, like, sort of away from everybody for the last week of this and mostly just doing the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of backlogged images that I still have to draw. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. The next couple of days will determine what we're going to get done. After the next couple of days, we're going to have everything done that absolutely has to be done in order to roll it out.
Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of time to work on our just sort of nice-to-have stuff. And anything that doesn't get done during the nice-to-have phase
will roll out as
Tuesday updates, you know, following. It is probably going to be a good time for Tuesday updates. Maybe not like the first month after NS13 rolls out because I'm gonna keep sleeping. And
we have a big project that we'd like to do sort of immediately post NS13 if we can.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at hot stuff with my eyes raised because I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. I don't know.
It's fun for the whole family.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I sort of figured that we would this is the sort of direction we want to go with the game after NS13. So there's this sort of series of big things that are going to be available to people to do that are going to be very different than anything that's been in the game so far. And I'm not sure. I sort of figured that we would do the first one at some point when you were in town and we were, you know, could sit together and brainstorm about it. And I don't know that there's going to be a period of time like that immediately after.
Jake and I started doing working at our various desks in whatever state we were in, just being connected by Ventrio. I think that.
I know you think that worked really well, but it actually didn't.
Well, but we only really did it for like 4 or 5 days before I ended up coming out here, and I feel like that could be a really good way to get stuff done.
No, yeah. You're right. Yeah, I think the vent server on Sandbox is down. I tried connecting to it the other day, and it was just like, wah, 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 wah. It didn't actually do that. What it does is it like kind of freezes up your computer for a minute while vent is like, fuck. Sorry, I can't connect.
That's so sad. So you don't get to hear the robot voice saying, Charlie has two vaginas, has entered the channel?
No, anymore? I actually changed it to Charlie only has one vagina now. Vent, the voiceover IP server that people use when they're doing very important World of Warcraft playing, you can specify the pronunciation of your name in case the automated voice isn't pronouncing your name correctly. You can do a phonetic spelling of it. And, of course, the phonetic spelling of Jick is Charlie has two vaginas. There's somebody frequently joining the guild server whose name is pronounced "Put it inside my rectum."
That's true. That's very classy.
It is. It is very classy. Nardo Lupa says one of the things that keeps Vets and Diamonds bored of NetHack is the idea of conducts. I think Nardo Lupa probably means not bored with NetHack. KOL could allow you to pick the skills you want to use in your next run from your list of perm skills. That way, people with lots of ascensions could compete for fast runs with low skill counts without creating a new multi. And if that's too much, they could drop the whole conduct and get their skills back for the run. What do you think? While I agree that for a certain category of people, that would be a tremendous amount of fun, I don't think that we can... See, NetHack has this advantage of being able to track whatever it wants to track when you play the game, because it's a single-player game, and you know, it's like not... The conducts in NetHack don't require some really convoluted bullshit in a web interface in order for you to get started on that conduct. I mean, their conducts are things like, you never genocided a monster, and it just, you always, see, every single game of NetHack that I've ever played, I've had that conduct. You never genocided a monster, because I've never actually found a scroll of genocide, I don't think, the entire time that I've played NetHack. I don't know if they start dropping on lower levels in the dungeon than I tend to make it to, or... Hey, I've been playing a little bit of NetHack in between work binges here at the office, and I made it to the quest level once, and then immediately got killed before I found the portal. So that was fun. I've been doing that horrible exploiter trick where you just go down as far as you can in the dungeon.
Yeah.
That game is way too RNG swingy, man.
But you can play as many turns per day as you want.
That's true. I don't really think that NetHack is too RNG swingy. I think that that's what I like about NetHack.
Do you drink at every fountain and well and whatnot that you can?
On the first couple of levels, I do, just in case.
Huh. So it, because you have less invested in it?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what... You know, I just remember reading, like, oh, you know, when drink from every fountain on level one just in case you get a wish. And every once in a while, I will, you know? And it's like, oh, I wish for a blessed rust-proof plus three gray dragon scale mail, because that's what you're supposed to wish for, right?
Does it automatically give it to you?
Something like that.
I believe so, yeah. And then you just get... I think the higher number you wish for, the less likely you are to get that actual plus on the item or something like that. Like, you can't just ask for a plus 1 million, but, like, it's like plus three or plus five, you're safe. I don't remember exactly.
There are... One of my housemates from many years ago printed out, like, a bunch of spoilers for NetHack, and it was like a
yeah.
ream of paper.
The whole spoiler file was a massive tome.
Yeah. It's nuts.
They should print it out at hardback.
I would buy that.
A giant leather-bound...
That would be funny.
...hardback NetHack spoiler tome. That would be awesome.
There's an annual NetHack tournament. I don't know anything
that'd
about
be,
it.
That'd
I've,
be,
never, I've never been
It'd be fantastic. I'd really like to see how my my scores of, you know, 300 or 400 points on NetHack would...
They had... I think the last tournament they had something KOL-related in it, actually.
Yeah.
And there was something KOL-related. Like, for some bonus level or something, you had to also do something in KOL's NetHack.
Farchild says, quick and probably often requested suggestion. Pop-up dialogue box when selling high-priced items in the mall would prevent much of the people losing meat by missing a zero or two. Well, I don't know how you would conceive of an algorithm for figuring out when somebody was doing that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if... You know, what if you were trying to put a Mr. A in your store for 40 million? Would you want it to bitch and say, are you sure you don't mean 4 million? You know, and if you're trying to put it in for 400,000, it would say, like, are you sure you don't mean 4 million? I mean, it's obvious to a person when something is an accident and way out of line with what you're actually, you know, what stuff is actually selling for in the mall, but I don't want to change the interface based on the typical mall sale price of an item. I mean, and I don't think that a pop-up, like, let's just say that anytime you put something in your store for more than 1 million meat, or more than 100,000 meat, you get a pop-up dialogue saying, do you really want to put this item in your store for X meat? I don't see why people are going to be any more careful when
really
they read that than they were when they typed. That one trick that people don't know is you can type commas in the mall price, and it will strip them out before it submits the form, so...
Which did not used to be the case.
It did not used to be the case, right? And some people lost... You know, some stuff that way.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that people want in terms of mall management that would prevent them from making mistakes like that. Like that, you know, once something is put in, it has to stay in your store for at least a minute before anybody can buy it. And so, you know, like, I can see why you want that, but no. You know, that would add this just gigantic layer of complexity and server strainingness to the process, and just any time you request something that prevents you from making sort of, you know, not to be an asshole, but making, like, boneheaded mistakes in the mall that lose you a lot of meat, the answer is be more careful next time. You know, the
learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you know, if you accidentally send something to the wrong player, you know, the game can't stop you from doing that, you know? It doesn't know that you meant to
send. It could stop you by preventing you from sending anything to anybody.
It could, yeah. Go into Ronin. That's a way to prevent yourself from accidentally sending things to... Lord Poopy Pants says, I bought a pack of KOL bumper stickers about a month ago and slapped them on my car, and at least every day I get people looking very confused about knob goblins and seal clubbing, but they all write down the URL, except for some religious nutcase lady, but I'd, I don't know where I was going with
that. Maybe that's the next bumper sticker we should do, is King Ralph the 11th got imprisoned for your sins.
You know, these are questions that we answered on the last Thursday, now that I mean,
you are reading a week ago's questions.
Yeah, no, I know. Weird. Why did we not clear those out?
I don't know. I don't have the power. Only you
what
have the power.
Oh, let's see. Was the 11th Monday or no? No?
I mean, I got to imagine that there would be questions. Yeah, there's stuff on the 11th. Maybe we should just start with the 12th.
I don't know. Istanbul says, if it's not too much of a spoiler, what will the level requirements on the reagent pastas be? I think it'd put a lot of hardcore players' minds to rest to know how difficult it'll be to eat these mainstay dishes. You think that's too spoiler?
Well, I mean, is it? I don't know. Chow mein.
Not chow mein, just the spaghetti with skull heads.
Oh. Spag. Alright. Do you want me to say it?
Sure.
Level 6.
Okay. That's your little bit of NS13 spoilerization for the day.
Yep. And that's so the only one you got, so you better hope that was the one you wanted.
Level 6 is completely feasible to get to on day 1 in softcore.
Man. Some of our testers are getting level 9 on day 1.
Yeah, we'll see if that keeps up. There's a significant change that had not yet been implemented.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, I think that required some writing from Scully, but has not yet happened. I think we need to spend all those items and get... I could actually probably do it. I could probably just adapt his writing into the consume text, and that'll probably be... that'll probably be adequate for that. So let's do that tonight. Also, that's not on the to-do list, I don't think. But
put it there.
Baree says, Jick, thank you for suggesting Slave Hack. I played the game for about 3 days now. I think that you should improve KOL so that it is more like Slave Hack. Please allow me to delete people's inventory, random content, and any NPC content at will. Also, please make it take 20 minutes to do anything. I love progress bars.
I've never played this game.
That is a really irritating thing about, like, the way that it takes, depending on how powerful your computer is, it takes time, or like your network connection, it takes time to edit the log files on the machines that you connect to, so there is always a period of time where somebody can see your tracks. But because it's like asynchronous, I mean, it's a web game. You can't really put timers on stuff, you know? Because it's asynchronous, like, you can do all these tricks where you let a bunch of timers go in different windows, and then you can do all those things at once if you hit all the submit. Because all it is preventing you from hitting the submit button for a specific amount of time. So, yeah.
Huh.
Vesh Orion said, were the mushroom flashbacks added with the badger, or did it come later?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
I mean, they definitely came later.
Which came first, the badger or the flashbacks?
Saucer says, what on earth happened to the clans? Ein Haxor.
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yep. This was a very old vulnerability in the code, and... War Junkie says, so what went wrong with the clan ranks? Kamikaze says, so who touched clans today? It was Rickett says, so how about the whole clans thing? Yeah.
We have a probably the new premier bug finder in the kingdom has found a bunch of interesting stuff.
A bunch of SQL injections that were clever in ways that nobody else ever tried over the last 4 years or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
It's neat. We think we have patched all instances of that possible thing. But it's constantly amazing to me that like entire classes of vulnerabilities just get overlooked for years. But I mean, when the only real like thing that you could do would be to reset everybody's clan rank to 1. Yeah. It's not all that. I mean, it's frustrating and, you know, clearly annoying, but not the end of the world.
No.
Although, you know, because he'd been able to delete everybody's clan, that would have sucked.
It would have. Gleeb says, with NS-13, will Moxie classes be given a more natural way to fight the Naughty Sorceress? It seems strange being banned from using ranged weapons against her. Yeah, that is something that I very much don't like. Though, the thing is, I mean, theoretically, you were banned from using any weapons against her, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that the way it was originally designed, you were primarily supposed to use
skills and combat
skills,
items.
Combat items, and you're not familiar.
Accordion thieves get kind of bone-zored there, but, yeah. I mean, it's just, it was the introduction of dual wield that, you know, kind of made it so everybody else can use weapons. Well, Funkslinging didn't really mess with it.
With the Sorcerer's Fight?
It made it easier, but it didn't change the fight as much as dual wield did, because once we started allowing you to have the Smurf in your offhand.
Wait a second. I could potentially screw things up very badly for people here.
Why is that? Making the Smurf a mist to equip.
Yeah.
Item. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably gonna happen.
I don't know. I wanna redo the Sorcerer's Quest entirely.
In fact, he wants it to be some sort of unicorn.
I want you to actually have to go into Second Life to get the items required to.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. The Smurf should not be a muscle-equipped weapon. Because that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we should do that, though.
We can do it with NS-13, though.
Nah. We should make the Smurf a hat.
You could make up some new stat that everyone has 1 point in, which is the amount that you need to wield the Smurf, so that it would not be dual handable with anything.
I would also, it would be interesting to me, I feel like, if the reason that was essential for the fight was that it was a combat item that you had to use in response to certain things that the Sorceress did, you know, so you could use regular weapons against her. I would think that was better. I would like that more.
Regular weapons, though, are going to be problematic, I think.
But they're not. The thing is, so much of the crap that we had to do was based on, and we were talking about this the other day, when Ascension rolled out, we needed for the Sorceress fight to be interesting and challenging and also possible for every class at every level.
Yeah, every class with single class stats, single class skills.
We no longer care whether the fight is hard for people who are level 30.
Yeah. Well, it still needs to be possible.
No. As in, one of the strategies that I'm suggesting is if you level up to level 30, the Sorceress should be trivial.
Oh, okay.
It no longer needs to be hard for.
It needs to be hard at level 13.
It's hard at level 13. Yeah.
Maybe, you know, still challenge at 14 or 15 as written, and then beyond that it gets easier and easier and easier.
Which
is fine.
I think that we could. And the other thing is, we have the level 11 and 12 are full of bosses that are more interesting than the Sorceress.
That's not true.
There are all kinds of mechanics in level 11 and 12 that...
There's mechanics that are interesting, but they're all one-trick ponies.
Sure.
Sorceress is a multi-trick pony.
Yeah, but I'm saying the number of tricks that existed when the Sorceress learned all of her tricks was smaller than the number of tricks that there are now. You know, we didn't have anything prior to, like, the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
In January, I wrote the first thing that actually persisted across multiple rounds of combat. And then we started doing all kinds of stuff that persisted across multiple rounds
of
combat.
That's a bunch of stuff.
The thing is, we have this just ludicrously inflated design space for the Sorceress now. And I would not be averse to just completely overhauling the fight.
Okay. No, I mean, I'd like to.
One of the things that bugs me about it is that weird. The wand, I think, is weird. The wand is weird. There's no place in the game where it ever tells you about it. You basically have to use spoilers.
Or eat fortune cookies.
Do the fortune cookies actually? Yes. Is that enough of a clue?
It's a clue. I don't know if it's enough of a clue.
What would be interesting to me is if the wand was a combat item, right?
Yeah.
And every handful of rounds in combat, the sorceress would, you know, start casting a spell.
Yeah.
And then if you didn't use the wand that round, the spell would do...
I've got a couple of ideas on that already.
90% of your hit points damage. But not... Sure. But, I mean, I would like for you to not have to have it equipped. I would like for... Because we were like, you know, what are we going to do for, like, vanilla accordion thieves against the sorceress? Oh, I know. We'll use that awesome, you know, hands-free harmonica thing, which gives them, you know, accordion thief only gives you plus 20 range damage, plus 30 range damage, but requires level 13 to equip and costs 5,000 meat. So there you go. There you go. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, nope. The accordions can't take ranged weapons into the fight against the sorceress. And that's kind of lame. Accordion thieves, I think, right now rely on Moxious Maneuver, and Moxious Maneuver is some horse shit that I'd like to get rid of.
Or you could rely on combat items in your familiar.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't... Personally, I don't think given that we don't care whether the fight is trivial for high-level players anymore...
I mean, that's...
There is no reason to cap any of the damage anymore.
Right. And the... Well, maybe. But we can also just give her a ton more hit points, too.
That's true.
So...
I mean, I would be okay if the sorceress just didn't scale. If she was just designed to be challenging to a level 13, instead of capping the extent to which she scaled, just she doesn't scale. She just has some stats.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
We've been kind of, like, avoiding the sorceress quest like the plague.
Which was kind of how Ascension was, too.
Yeah, I guess we did that last, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this might also be a thing that changes after NS13, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be more exciting if it changed.
Yeah.
That's true. The other thing is, we will have a few days before it matters after the rollout.
No. I don't know about
it. Yeah, that. I know. That's a terrible thing to...
Well, and because unless we change what we've said, people who have started the Sorceress quest, we're just going to be reset at the beginning of it.
Yeah, but their runs won't count for leaderboards, so we're not actually impacting that.
In terms of it actually mattering, we don't want to roll that way.
I know we don't, but I mean, we also don't want to. I don't want to just say like, well, we don't have time to change this fight to our satisfaction before NS13, so fuck it, we're never changing it. You know,
that's true.
I mean, in fact, your whole narrative event that you want to do could easily happen after.
What? You a narrative event?
I am managing a team of people who have a project to do. Is what I am doing, and it's like
we have a vision. You need to get on board.
I need to get on board with your vision. That's that's how the hierarchy works here. Gorblack says, I recently started watching Scrubs. Did you know there's a character on the show who everyone refers to as Gift Shop Girl? We have to set up a date for our NPC.
I haven't watched Scrubs in a long time.
Yeah. I don't know when, maybe season 5 has already come out. I think I'm still like a disc or two away from the end of season 4.
I think I'm still in season 3.
It just, ever since we went to,
London,
yeah. There hasn't been the thing that gets me watching shows like that is me and my wife going to bed at the same time in the same place for a long time, getting into the habit of watching stuff before we go to sleep. And we've been bouncing around so much and in different places so much of the time.
Well,
and
if you hadn't just covered all the floors of the office with trampolines.
That is true. That is true.
That would make a difference.
That is a big problem here.
The cat.
You're not
funny
on stuff.
Yeah, that's true. The cat does like it.
And Naked Jew says, I highly recommend the new White Stripes album in stores tomorrow. Portugas D. Ace says, question for a chicken team. Do you ever get burned out on this game and everything that it entails? No.
What do you mean by burned out? Like, have we ever been caught in a fire as a result of the game?
I don't think anybody ever means a pun as bad as your response to anything
really?
Is going to be. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I cannot keep up with you, also.
And Naked Juice says, also, will you be getting the new Richard Bachman book tomorrow? I did not. I didn't know about it. But Gizmo83004 says, my question is, when did Jick and Mr. Skullhead get married, lol? Because they had the Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead show.
Huh. Oh, I see. That's kind of funny, I suppose.
Mr. Mooj88 says, I love shows where there's more conversation than Q&A. Have you ever considered having an occasional themed radio show? We had that one show that was themed about racial slurs. That was a lot of fun.
Okay, there's a lot of questions directed directly at Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead here.
I think the 11th is still during their show.
I believe so.
Yeah. Janvier Bellefuil says, well, Tajik, the issues with connections from overseas countries that caused them to time out again and again seems to be solved, or at least it didn't occur today. What was it? I don't know, man.
We reported them to our account manager.
Yeah, we reported them to the host. Basically, the host found out about it. They requested trace route logs and public IPs. I requested them in that thread. A bunch of people posted stuff. They replied, well, there are only two public IPs in that thread, so it's not enough information for us to do it. And I can't give them any more information until we have more information. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go in there and be like, come on, people, post more public IPs, because, you know, I'm sure that most of the people who didn't do it is just because they didn't know how.
Yeah.
And, you know. Macarona says, what's a comic book movie that you'd like to see? A comic book movie about comic book characters and not actually about comic books. I say American Splendor was a good comic book movie.
It was a good comic book movie.
Chasing Amy, less so. I would like to pretend that it was possible for somebody to make a Transmetropolitan movie.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately,
I think that the guy who plays Lex Luthor on Smallville will have to get older so that he can.
Yeah,
play.
Either that or Patrick Stewart has to get younger.
Right. Or he could just get skinnier. I mean, because Spider's supposed to be pretty old, right?
I don't know. He seems like in his 40s.
Well, he looks like he's in his 40s, but I mean, he could be 200, right? That's, I mean, because he had like the series starts with him having disappeared for like 20 years.
Yeah, I think it's like 5 years.
Oh, fine.
I don't know.
Anyway, but I mean, they basically, you know, talk about how people live to be several hundred years old. I mean, nobody, like, the technology in that comic book is such that nobody really has to die, so they, like...
Well, yeah, but the actor has to not look like he's older than...
Yeah, but I'm saying, Patrick Stewart could just get skinnier, or we could develop technology such that it made Patrick Stewart actually younger.
Mm-hmm. Or we could just, get some computers on the issue of making him digitally younger looking.
I don't know that Patrick Stewart could, like, curse enough.
He's, like, he is personally a huge fan of the comics, and I've heard stories about him channeling, so to speak, Spider at parties and jumping up on tables.
Wait, that Patrick Stewart is a big fan of?
Extremely vulgar, yeah.
Of Transmetropolitan.
You sure it's not Patrick Swayze?
Nope.
Does anybody sell sunglasses like that?
Vertigo did a thing. Like
there was that guy at Comic-Con last year that was pretty spot on.
I don't know how easy they'd still be to get him.
I mean, I also wear glasses, so I can't wear sunglasses unless I wear contacts.
Yeah, same here.
And I wouldn't want to wear sunglasses that were like that anyway.
They don't seem like they'd be very effective. as sunglasses.
Gorblack says, if you had another month to do NS13, how would you change it? You know what? Let's find out. Add 30 days to the countdown, Rick.
Okay. Oh, wait, I can't do that.
There would be more to it. I mean, I don't actually know. I don't. If you look at what things are like 30 days after NS13 rolls, I think that they'll be pretty similar to the way that things would have been if we had had another 30 days to work on NS13.
Yeah, because we're going to keep doing stuff.
The 30 days would have butted up against Comic-Con anyway. Now that I think about it, there is probably not going to be a lot going in.
Yeah,
in the month following, because I seriously am going to need a break.
We're working good 8 or 10 hour days here, and then doing more work at home for the past like 2 weeks.
And it's not like an 8 or 10 hour day where you're spending half the time eating lunch and reading FARC, you know. So I mean, I hate to sound like a prima donna, but like when you're actually working on stuff that requires every bit of your attention and is actually a lot of work, like 8 or 10 or 12 hour days are rough. And I'm gonna need to take some time to just, I'm gonna sit around and smoke cigars and just stare off into space. That's I'm really looking forward to just staring at stuff for a while.
Huh.
OMG LOL Nub says, hey, Chicken Crew, so I was listening to a show from Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, and I ended up putting Cortex Bomb Detonate as a contact in my phone. I hope no one crazy or obsessive sees that. I mean, is it actually hooked up to a Cortex Bomb?
Cause what? Oh, that? Bad.
Whoops. Ah! Gorblack says, the text for all the cranberry consumables is different on the Feast of Boris, except for the can-shaped gelatinous cranberry sauce. Oversight or intentional? I don't remember. Let's see. Gorblack, damn it. Gorblack also says, there are so many movies that are better, funnier, and more significant than Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Why base such a huge quest solely on that movie? A, it's not a huge quest. B, it's not really based on the movie. It's just full of a bunch of references to the movie, and also it's just a bunch of, I mean, it was funny.
It's a funny quest movie.
The thing is, we had a quest where the goal was to unlock restaurant that was a parody of White Castle, so it sort of made sense. We're not saying it's the best movie in the world, you know, like, but, you know, we couldn't have really adapted the plot of, like, the 40-year-old virgin to...
Or Casablanca.
To you finding White Castle, you know? I don't know.
You have to assassinate the Nazi to get the letters of transit that let you get over the border to White Castle. That'd be interesting.
Wisdom is Power asks if we're pro-life or pro-choice.
I'm pro-abortion. Too many goddamn babies.
Are you so pro-abortion that you wish that you yourself had been aborted?
I'll save myself for last. How about that? I have to oversee the project, you know.
Retroactive abortions for all.
That was one of the best scenes in The Simpsons. Abortions for all. Boo! Abortions for none. Boo! Abortions for some. Miniature American flags for others. Yay! So, have you... Riff, were you reading Metafilter the other day when there was that thing about this like, debate that has been raging on the internet for 10 years about what Ralph meant when he said, oh boy, sleep, that's where I'm a Viking. It was up
no
to
way.
Last night, there were 450 comments, in the meta filter story. And basically, it is just this perpetual flame war about whether he is saying that he is a literal Viking, whether he's just talking about dreaming about being a Viking, or whether he is using the word Viking to just mean somebody who is good at stuff. And right, and it basically comes down to people saying, like, what the fuck? When has anyone ever used the word Viking to mean somebody who's good at stuff? And then everybody else, like, what the fuck? Why are you so intolerant of other people's interpretations? And so it's apparently coming down to, like, 40% people who think he's using Viking to mean one who excels, and 60% saying, what the fuck are you retards talking about? Why can't the word Viking just mean Viking? And it's like,
that's awesome.
A 450 comment discussion about this. I read you know, the first half of it, I guess, before I passed out. I mean, I think I'm in the you know, he's just you know, he dreams about being a Viking,
yeah,
and so
I think
it's like, oh boy, sleep. That's where I'm Viking, and that's pretty much the long and short of it. And so, you know, the debate spirals off into these tangents about, like, which one would be funnier, and, like, you know, but it, you know, this would only be funny if it was in the context of something larger that was going on in the episode, and since there wasn't anything about Ralph going on in the episode, they couldn't have meant it this way because that's too
true.
Complicated.
That's an idea that totally doesn't understand that style of humor.
And then they start, some people keep using the cromulent argument, right, where they're like, why can't he be using the word Viking like Bart used the word cromulent?
Because
and they're like,
the
yeah, because joke. That, yeah, that was in the context of a joke about words being made up and or used incorrectly. Like, they're like, no, he's stupid, so he doesn't know what a Viking is, and
oh
he just
God.
Assumes that it means somebody that, it's, yeah, like, I
huh.
Some dude 8 says, do you guys play Guitar Hero at all? Eh, we did for a while back when it was popular.
I played it some. It's fun. I don't tend to get obsessed with games like that, though. Although I did play a fair bit of DDR for a while.
Did you?
Yeah. I had this idea that it would be a great way to do cardiovascular exercise.
I had that idea, too, for about 5 minutes.
And then
I stopped playing.
I mean, if I owned a PlayStation and had a place that I could play it with a lot of room around and no one could see me.
Yeah, that's my big. I mean, my problem. Like, I bought a pad for the PS2 at one point. Actually, I bought a pad for the Xbox, and it was a wireless pad that had just enough delay in the transmission of the things that it was like. Like Josh, who was pretty good at DDR, came over and just failed every song. And I'm like, I do not understand. No matter how low I set the difficulty, I fail every song. And I'm like, I can't be that bad. Like, I've played it in the arcade, and I'm not that bad. And then he was like, yeah, this is fucked up. So
the problem for me was just that it's not it's not entertaining enough a game for me that every couple of days I go, oh, I'll play some DDR.
I mean, what I wish somebody would do is I wish somebody would, you know, make a puzzle quest where the fights were DDR, right? And then
I'm sure there's some.
Yeah, but why couldn't you? I mean, you know, so many people have that controller that you could develop that. And I mean, it's.
Do you ever play Flash Revolution?
No.
Is DDR and Flash with the keypad? It helped me get a lot better at DDR.
Yeah.
Just sort of like learning how to watch the patterns, and then going back and actually playing DDR, I was much better after having played that for a few days. But I could totally see that as a mechanism for like a puzzle quest kind of game. When is puzzle quest coming out for the PC?
I don't think anybody knows. I mean, there's never been a there's never been a post from the people who made it talking about, you know, with any actual details in it, right? They've never just admitted, no, we signed a deal saying we would never release a PC version, or that we would,
they,
you know,
released a demo for the PC.
Yeah, but they developed it on the PC to begin with. That's why the demo was.
Oh,
on the
there
PC.
Was all that. There was all the conjecture that they wouldn't they didn't want to release it because it would be a competitor with the DS version.
Well, no, the theory that seemed the most reasonable to me is that they couldn't get it published for the DS and the PSP without signing a thing saying that they would not release their own, because there's no reason that they wouldn't be able to distribute that themselves. But you can't distribute your own DS game. You know, you have to have a publisher that already does DS games to actually manufacture the carts and get them into distribution channels for retail and stuff. So it's
the notion of the cart that is you plug into your computer is just a very limited subset of DS players.
Yeah,
pretty much just hackers.
Yeah,
if that picked up, you could just have indie DS developers.
I mean, there are, but it's not something you can make money off of.
Yeah,
you
couldn't, because basically you're only selling it to thieves, you know? They will never make that easy. They will never, ever really support it.
Why not? With some sort of digital rights management built into the cart? That if Nintendo sold a USB cart that had DRM?
That would make it so you could just buy
the games online?
Games online. I don't know.
Like, they could just make a killing.
It won't be... I don't think it'll be Nintendo that does that. You know, they're very much like, we are going to stick to the old ways until we do our own sort of innovative thing, right?
Games and stuff.
I don't know, dude.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a Wii. I don't know if I... I do. My Wii is with my wife in San Diego. I got that Xbox 360 so that I could see all the indie games that are developed for Xbox Live Arcade, and then the goddamn thing broke. I have no idea what to do about that. The wife says that I can just take it back to Best Buy, and that they deal with the return or whatever, but I don't agree with that. I guess I could just call Microsoft and see. She said that she had an Xbox break, and they sent her a box to mail it in.
Oh.
Maybe we should pack those up when we head out there, so then that's something that I can take care of while I'm on break.
Yeah.
Toonami says, go try the next the new Doritos flavor X13D. They taste exactly like a McDonald's Big Mac, I guarantee. It's very, very creepy, but kind of neat. Yeah, I'm going to get some of those after the show.
What is it?
That sounds horrifying.
A Doritos flavor that tastes exactly like a Big Mac. I just want to try it.
Huh.
The Doominator says...
Awesome, though. It's just gray with white lettering that says X113 on it. It's like Flavor Experiment X113 or whatever.
That's their gimmick?
Yeah.
Didn't they have a Taco Bell Dorito tie-in where it tasted like tacos or something?
Long time ago, I think.
I know that there was definitely like a Frito-Lay Taco Bell relationship at some point, because you used to be able to buy a Frito burrito at Taco Bell, and they were really good. Like, it was just like a chili cheese burrito with a bunch of chili cheese Fritos in it, and it was tasty. I like chili cheese Fritos a lot. I never eat them. I never buy them.
You just like the idea of them?
This one time, the Pretentious Artist and I hiked down into the Grand Canyon, and then... What?
Isn't this where you ran out of water and nearly died?
Oh, yeah. We didn't really nearly die. I mean, there were too many people around for us to die from this. So... We talked to people who had...
giving you water.
Yeah. No, this hippie, man, that's why I can't really hate hippies. Weird. So we hiked down there, and we talked to people who'd done it before, and we were like, how much water should we take? And they're like, well, you know, take this. And we were like, okay, we suck at hiking. Let's take twice as much water as they said that we should take. We're like, all right, we're taking twice as much water as we should take. Then we got down there, didn't really enjoy it all that much because it was just full of, like, really, like, the Indians who live on the reservation down there are just the sort of most unhappy and least friendly people I have ever encountered anywhere on Earth.
Wow.
Like...
So I didn't realize there were people who lived at the bottom of the
Yeah, country. Yeah. There's the Havasupai Reservation is down there, and oh, it's... I have never felt so much like, all right, I should not be here because the people whose place this is just despise me for absolutely no reason other than, like, who I am, and this is Lamb. So, like, you go down into this little village, and then you have to walk. This was the other thing. You go down into this little village. It's like, you know, 10-12 mile hike down into the bottom of the canyon, and then you check in, get your permits and stuff at the village, and then you have to walk about another mile through fucking sand, which is just horrible. It's like you have to walk a mile on like a totally dry, boiling hot beach, only there's no water to get over to the campsite. And there were all these people that had to walk from the helicopter pad in the village to the campsite that were complaining about that 1 mile walk, and we were just like, you fucking pricks. We've like, this is, you know, mile 13 of 13 for us, so, you know, why don't you shut your hole. And so, you know, and then we got to thinking, maybe that's why they hate us so much, is because they assume that we are people like those dickheads that are like, oh, I broke a nail on my sand. Would not be how they said it. But anyway, so we got down there, like, a couple days later. It's like, I just was sort of sick and sleeping all the time, and we ran out of cigarettes, and we were just not really feeling it anymore. So we're like, all right, let's just leave now. And the trouble with that was that it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And so we went, and we're like, we got halfway across the campsite, and we're like, yeah, this is a stupid idea. Let's lay down and sleep for a while. So we just lay down on like a picnic table and slept for a while. And then it's like a couple hours, and then took off at 6. And what that did was it put us about halfway up the Grand Canyon at noon in June in Arizona, just, you know, blaring midday sun, and we just, you know, like, it, because it took like twice as long to hike out as it did to hike down, right, because it's all uphill. It was like, you know, climbing out of the Grand Canyon. It was about how you would expect, and so we just totally ran out of water, and kind of couldn't go on, and then this hippie gave us some water, and some granola that we never ate. But anyway, yep. The way that this ties back into Chili Cheese Fritos is that the whole way up, I was like, all right, when we get out of here, I'm going to that fucking convenience store, and I'm going to drink and eat everything that sounds good right now. I want some Chili Cheese Fritos. I want some Mountain Dew. I want some chocolate milk. So we got up, and the pretentious artist did the same thing, right? So basically, I drank, like, a liter of Mountain Dew, a couple pints of chocolate milk, and ate an entire bag of Chili Cheese Fritos. And he ate two tins of, like, smoked oysters and a bunch of Clamato or some shit. And then we were both just sort of, like, trying not to throw up for the entire drive home because we just sort of stuffed ourselves this horrible combination. Chili Cheese Fritos and chocolate milk.
Smoked oysters and Clamato. Come on. That's...
Yeah, who would have thought that that's what you'd crave when you thought you were going to die in the desert? I really wish I had some Clamato and some smoked oysters to ease my passing. Or, you know, chocolate milk and chili cheese Fritos.
It would speed up the passing.
Yeah, well. Chocolate milk of magnesium. Let's play some song.
Okay.
We could, haven't done any breeders in a while. We probably have. A couple breeder songs, and a couple more breeder songs, and another breeder song, and then perhaps one more breeder song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah, that's about 10 minutes. All right, we'll see you in about 10 minutes. If I saw you now, could I look in your eyes? Do you think of me like I dream of you?
left behind.
Feedback. Yeah, I had a good break. I went into my office and it stank real bad because of the trash, the food in the trash from yesterday. Yeah. So took that out, lit some incense, closed the door, opened the window. Office will be nice. Yeah. Hot Stuff and I are just starting our work day. which we'll see how that goes. Back on this fucked up going to bed at 7 or 8 in the morning.
I blame your mother.
Yeah, well, I do too. At least I'll be in sync with you guys again.
Well, okay. In sync. I need to come up with more stuff for you to do then.
No!
Right.
No!
I'm going to jump forward to the 12th, I think.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe back up a little bit.
Has Zangetsu ever been on radio?
I don't think so. Colonel Hogg says, how does NetHack make money, or do they just not? I would imagine that they don't make any money.
I think it's not.
A labor of love. It's open source, right? I mean, that's the whole point. It's like a SourceForge project type situation. It's like what's best in life.
My wife asks if I'm bringing feedback. Yeah! I can't actually do that. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Aaron from the Mini Bosses, he can do that, yeah, in a way that actually sounds right.
Sounds like.
Since I've only heard the song once, it's really hard for me to actually. Yeah. I'm just a poser.
Poseur.
Precariously Placed Tentacle says, so what is Lake of Boding exactly? Because I saw a screenshot of it, and the art looks just like KOL, except with more color. Yeah, I mean, that was one of their deals. I'm hoping that it's going to be a game like KOL, except one where I don't know all the content already.
I hope it'll be funny.
Yeah. They use COD as currency.
That's okay. It's just that a lot of these adventure-type games, like, there's one, what is it, Dragon Fable? Or
Dragon
Adventure,
Fable is a spin-off of Adventure Quest, yeah. Though, yeah.
And it was like, it's funny, and I read it, and it was like, this is shit. This is not funny at all. And it's, I don't know, man.
We've inspired some imitators.
I mean, I can respect their trying, but...
I mean, was the first thing you ever wrote funny? That's the other thing, is, like, a lot of the people making stuff like this are, like, 14 years old, you know?
True.
I wasn't funny when I was 14. I was annoying when I was 14. I was...
We could make games that are annoying. That'd be really easy.
Well, that's the point of NS13, right, is to make KOL really annoying.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So that people will stop playing it and start playing the next game we do?
I mean, I mean... Since I haven't done much writing in the new content, I guess it's easier for me to say, but there have been just tons of comments from the dev people that this is some of the funniest stuff that they've ever read.
Scully, yeah. Scully and Riff just get better and better.
Yep. Exercising the funny organ.
Snave suggests changing the extreme ray of moldy cheese to an extreme ray of moldy Romano. This ray of Romano.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Someone else, this is pretty interesting, actually. The 8-bit realm could scale with you throughout the Ascension, fighting things like Octoroks and Keese at the start, and Lynels and Darknuts near the end of a run. What are Lynels?
I don't remember.
Because Darknuts are those knights.
Yeah.
That's... What'd be awesome is if whenever you were fighting a Zal, when you beat it, it would chain to fights with two gels.
That'd be cool.
Or opposite. Although, Cat, no. It's time for you to not be on here anymore.
That's something we don't do anywhere, really. It's just a random adventure chaining to other adventures.
But, I mean, we don't do it because, you know, then can you just not adventure in that zone unless you have three adventures left? Because, I mean, every fight is an adventure, you know?
Life is also an adventure.
That's
it. Could true. It could take you down to negative adventures, and then you end up with a deficit over the next rollover or the next thing you eat.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. We could also just not do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably the easiest solution.
Uber Noodle Boy says, if new super hardcore starts everyone out on an even field, then aren't the leaderboards just a reflection of who the RNG loves most?
Okay. Because there won't be any skill involved.
Yeah, I mean, so aren't the... Since now there's more than one person with every skill in the game, aren't the existing Ascension leaderboards just a reflection of who the RNG loves most?
I think the way in which you play has a far more significant impact over... the end result than the RNG. Otherwise, the leaderboards wouldn't be filled with the same people. Right? Because those are the people that have learned the cleverest tricks.
Well, they're not, actually. I think all of the leaderboards are dominated by people who created their account like 2 weeks ago and just got really, really lucky with the RNG. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I sense
Missing Number says, so, you hate Mario Party because of so many opportunities for the RNG to spontaneously ruin you? What game have I seen that before in? Something about cows. Yeah. That is a feature. Since Mario Party is so awesome, I was thinking about adding that feature to KOL. It's going to be the, like, when you're, like, part of the level 11 quest is, like, you know, it's gonna randomly put you in a competition with all the other people that are currently doing the level 11 quest, and when you're 99% of the way through it, it's gonna just randomly have you switch places with somebody else.
Set you back to the beginning?
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Vash Orion says, I sent this in this idea in for missed classes that I bet got flushed after Scully's show since it was technical. I was thinking about the weirdness of LTS being the best MP to damage ratio and came up with something interesting. In most games...
Don't keep reading.
What?
Don't keep reading that question.
Right, don't.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because we've already implemented... It's like going back in time, implementing stuff we've already done.
Okay.
Good idea!
Sort of like what we're doing.
So it's very similar to
that. Oh, no, I'm not saying it's sort of a good idea. I'm saying it's a good idea, and we sort of already did it.
Yeah. There's going to be... I don't think we've talked about that much. There's all kinds of new stuff going on with some stuff after NS13.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of subtle changes to the game.
Yeah, there's...
We haven't really even mentioned. And we can't. I mean, it's just the list gets too long. It's gonna be like fun to explore and try things and be like, whoa, that's neat. That is unexpected.
Yeah, yeah. There's gonna be a lot of knowledge that people kind of don't even consider these days that they're gonna be very surprised when they suddenly find that those algorithms or whatever don't work anymore and things like that.
Or work in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putineska says, after NS13, there will be less adventures per day on average. Do you think the drop rates on the badgers, mushrooms, and green pixies absinthe will need to be increased so that one can still obtain 5? I think that the only people for whom there will be fewer adventures per day on average are the people who are presently doing 2-day runs, back to back.
I mean, I think that they will. Oh, you mean because of the. They'll be playing less. I mean. You get plenty of turns, I think, in softcore. In hardcore, it might be slightly lower, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, people,
you know, a lot of the animus in that NS13 announcement thread came from the fact that people are like, what the fuck? Food and booze level requirements are just going to mean that we don't get any turns. Like, day one, you'll get 40 turns, and then if you're lucky, you'll get 41 from an ice cold beer, and then you're just done. And, you know, you're just wrong about that, and so it's... Yeah. Vash Orion says, everyone loves my Sabretooth Lime shirt, from my friends to my parents and teachers. Are there going to be any more shirts in that style? Interestingly, for Comic-Con, there's going to be another Sabretooth Lime shirt, slightly different style.
Lime on black. I think I can reveal that.
Yes, lime on black. Selling at Comic-Con first. And then.
It'd be neat. I'm going to wear one.
That'd be pretty awesome. That's right up my alley.
And then we're also going to have another shirt there that I won't reveal.
To keep it
super exciting.
Yeah.
Pow.
New design. Entirely.
Ranava says, more shirts. Why not more shields? I find myself using a Dyspepsy Cola shield throughout my entire Ascension run.
I'm going to try to have some shield stuff on Tuesday. I don't know if I can convince...
You're going to try it in addition to what?
The
thing that you've been trying to get us to do every Tuesday for 6 months?
Yeah. Hopefully there'll be more stuff. We've got a lot of stuff to do, though. And that's not the highest on the list of priorities, so...
Dr. Van Mojo says, I like having more shirts in the game, but is there any chance you can make the shirt non-combats once per ascension or at least optional? I hate thinking that torso might hurt me on a speedrun since I already have it permed and I can't exactly not use it anymore. The
sword.
The thing that people were pissed off about was already like that. When that rolled out, you could only... If you wanted it to only happen to you once per ascension, it would only happen to you once per ascension.
Yeah.
And, you know... Tuesday was a bad day.
We fixed
Wednesday was a bad day. But we did fix everything.
Well, We have one more thing to fix.
Istanbul says, please, I am begging you, on my knees even, fix the goddamn meat car quest. It is utterly uninfluenceable. It's nothing but blind, stupid luck opening knowledge toolboxes until you get what you need. You might as well just have it be a quest where you roll the dice until you get some predetermined number at a cost of one adventure per roll. Right. Because there's nothing going on. You know, you don't have to, like, fight monsters and play an interesting combat mini game in order to get those toolboxes in the first place. Would you be less pissed off if the toolboxes had their drop rate reduced so that you could influence it by using an item drop familiar to get the drop rate on the toolboxes back up to where it is now? That'd be some influence over it. There is always going to be something in the game that pisses off the people who hate all RNG variants. There's always going to be a worst part of the game for people who don't like some fundamental aspect of the game. And the RNG is a fundamental aspect of the game.
I was going to say that you could also just go muscle sign.
That's also true. It is 100% influenceable if you go muscle sign.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the idea that we couldn't put in a quest where the RNG, you know, can make the quest take longer or go more quickly is, it just pisses me off. The fact that, Telesar says, cranberries are next to useless right now. Can we expect to see some new recipes involving cranberries in NS13? Well, you can make a red rum. That's not useless.
Red rum.
And I believe the answer to that is no.
The Dread Pirate Wesley says, wow, thanks so much for new content. On the item description for the stick of dynamite, shouldn't the text read, the nitroglycerin has begun to sweat out of it, not has begin? Riff.
No way. I do not believe that I would have made that.
I'm looking it up.
Maybe
it spindled the item.
I didn't spindle the item. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I just wrote them into the wiki, didn't I?
It's correct now, at the very least.
Huh.
I don't know if it was.
Whoa Pop-Tart says, so it feels like the design of Dependence Day was sound, but I think the implementation was a little funky. Since you can only use one, why did you make it so that you could buy an infinite number of them? Why not put the auto-sell value of those fireworks up to 300 so that people can recoup their losses?
Lol.
Are you just laughing at our players? Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, like, you could only use one. Why did you buy an infinite number of them?
Yeah, I kind of... I mean, whereas I can see your point, I kind of don't understand why somebody would buy 30,000 of something that they have no idea what it does.
Well, and I was going to say, assuming that you only bought one or two and tried them and then realized that you could only use one per day, then there would have been very little reason to buy more than 90 or so, right? Because then that'll be the next time that holiday will come up. And then when you realize the next day that you can't use them on any day but the holiday, then you're set for 90 KOL years.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, no matter how many you bought, given an infinitely long universe, you'll be able to use them eventually.
It's true. It's true. I mean, could we have anticipated that? I guess so. Did we, to some extent? I guess so. I mean, if you had asked me, do you think somebody's going to buy a million of these and then be pissed off, I would have said, probably there will be somebody who will, you know. I mean, but I could walk down the street and every mud puddle I looked at, I could say, do you think someone will step in that and be pissed off? And I will say yes, but, you know, it's not my responsibility to put my coat over every single one of them. That was a weird analogy.
Yeah, a little strange. You know, every time I talk, my urge is to
your urge is to hit the press the talk button to vent.
Yeah.
I don't use vent anymore because you're always sitting next to me when we play World of Warcraft.
That's so sweet.
I know. Dan Bob says, I know Hot Stuff is spending a great deal of time balancing the weapons in the game and addressing the one-handed versus two-handed issue. Do you know if he's looking at the comparison between the two stainless steel shillelaghs compared to a plexiglass pike? With two shills, you have the flexibility to wield something different as needed, but when wielding both shills, you still get the plus 30% muscle that the pike gives. I know the pike has a different set of enchantments and different power, but I'd vote for an increase in power slash abilities in the pike.
It's not impossible, but those will get rebalanced a little bit.
Are we going to modify the stainless steel and plexi stuff for it taking two extra levels to get it now?
Maybe. I mean, I can't change any of that until
right,
you know, 13 rolls anyway, so. But, yeah. It's not going to be drastic changes, if anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Saucerer says, could you please change the equipment interface so that if you try and equip a ranged weapon with a melee weapon in your offhand or vice versa, that the system is smart enough to unequip both weapons and then equip the weapon you clicked on? I think more people would be irritated about it unequipping weapons and not telling you than they would be with them just having to unequip it themselves after getting that message. I mean, it's... I think it's okay. My wife says that I sound gay when I talk about having you next to me, Hot Stuff. It just feels like home.
But the
complaining that
fireworks were not sellable? Or they just are they complaining that
he wants them to be auto sellable for their cost in the store. Yeah.
Oh, well, nothing in the game works like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, except, you know, I think as reparations for, he wants us to do it as reparations for people who blindly bought tens of thousands of them. I'm sure that somebody is collecting them.
Yeah.
See what he'll pay you for them.
Are they tradable? I think they're tradable.
I don't
Yeah, they're tradable.
I wouldn't have thought that I would have made them untradeable. Are there any in the mall?
Yeah, sure there are.
How much are they going for in the mall?
Well, they're going to go for 300, I'm guessing.
Do you think? I mean,
That'll be the minimum price.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're items that are not available right now. I mean, it's... Snake. No. Is the name of that item just Snake?
Yeah,
no, they are going for 300 meat. Fine.
There's a lot of them for 300 meat. Wow, some people bought thousands of them, clearly.
Yep. Ozark says, I love that you made more stuff for jewel crafting. That was definitely overdue. But could you perhaps make the two items for the filthy hippie disguise drop a tad more frequently? I've done 65 some adventures there, most with a fairy, and I've only gotten two helmets to drop, yet to see any pants. Well, if you have two helmets, you can go into the Dungeon of Doom and get the wand after some specified number of turns, which will then allow you to zap one of them into the pants.
Or you can wait for an S13. What am I talking about?
Bobulus says, something is weird with the podcast feed. I use iTunes to auto-download the newest shows, and this week it's been downloading shows starting in October of 06. Every day or so, I get another. That's because another few shows. Any idea why these old shows are suddenly being marked as new? Is the person in charge of the MP3s re-uploading at the moment? I don't know anything about podcasting except that it's lame.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's possible that your computer was sent back in time.
And it's possible that you were actually sent back in time, and these shows are new.
That's true.
To you from where you are on the timeline right now. Fettuccine Carbonieri says, one or two. Sorry if I have asked this before, but I was wondering if you have any agreements with the wiki or clan sites to not have spoilers for a certain amount of time. I think that it would be pretty futile
to try and
say that the wiki shouldn't have any spoilers. I mean, that, you know, I still haven't decided what to do about spoiler policy in our forums.
Do you want to talk about what we were talking about? Or do you want to wait until NS13 rolls to talk about that?
What?
The single active anti-spoiler thing.
Oh, I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't...
There
is a puzzle in NS13 that... Okay, I guess I want to talk about it. There is a puzzle in NS13 that actively discourages you from spoiling it, and we're really curious to see what's going to happen.
It's sort of an experiment.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it... Like, besides actively asking you in the game not to spoil it, it if it gets spoiled, it becomes less valuable.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that works.
Oh.
We'll see how it works if anyone ever actually solves it.
I have complete and total faith that Foggy will get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we know Foggy probably isn't going to tell anybody. So a second person.
That's just okay. Point taken. Someone besides Foggy solves the puzzle.
Oatgan says, any references to the Big Lebowski? If you've not seen it, you should certainly check it out. Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorites.
Isn't the whole game a reference to the Big Lebowski?
Fettuccine Carabinieri says, one or two. Dear Jick, on the picture of the seal clubber, is that a frown or a mustache? It's a frown.
Yes, it is.
Turn that mustache upside down. LSK says, how many pseudo-random numbers are produced for KOL each day? Billions.
Is there such a thing as a real random number? I know there's been a lot of research into that.
I don't know. I mean, there are random number generators based on things
lava
that are
lamps.
Chaotic.
Yeah, like I was just thinking about the lava lamp one.
Who would have thought that lava lamps would be so important in the 21st century?
RPG Marker 35 says, when Selden became the first person to ascend, he was given an Ascension souvenir t-shirt. Do you guys see something similar happening for the first NS-13 Ascension or similar? Nah.
Yeah.
Rowden says, is chronic indigestion considered a sauce spell? I mean, highly acidic stomach contents is a kind of sauce.
Yeah. And no. No, it is not.
Foggy says, hey guys, cool new shirts. What was once a relatively unimportant skill seems a lot more important now since it's an extra equipment slot, much like being able to dual wield. One future Tuesday update could be shirts that bosses drop at certain MCDs, like Rob's for the Golden King, a Mickey Mantle for the boss bat, or a Stole for the Baron. A Stole. He used to have a shirt, but somebody stole it. We're tossing around the idea of new boss drops for NS-13, but didn't really land on anything satisfying. I'm guessing that the NS-13's drops are probably going to be put off for a while, too.
The what?
Yeah, because we had talked about, you know, the NS-13, the Naughty Sorceress drops, like a World of Warcraft raid boss, you know, where she drops one piece of a giant set of things that she can.
Yeah. Which, you know, we can add that later.
We could do the new modern version of the raid boss drop where you get a token that you spend on your choice of something.
Yeah. I like the old way better. I really don't, as a World of Warcraft player, but as a KOL designer, I do.
I mean, they do both, right? Like, they have a set of, just a random set of stuff, and then a set of bosses that drop tokens and the random set of stuff. So, it's kind of like playing both sides of the fence.
I'm tired, and I've only been up for like 4 hours. Yeah. Max Vance says, since the Not a Pipe isn't a pipe, what is it? I think it's a suppository. It could be tea. Wow, this Velcro is
if you have that
crazy.
And no tea at the same time. Riff, what are you making over there?
An origami spheroid.
Whoa, are you making that out of Post-its?
Yeah.
Huh. Riff's got some mad skills.
Yeah.
I have mad constructive Post-it origami skills from my 2 years of talking on the phone all day as a job.
The inside looks a lot more regular than the outside. I don't understand how that works. Huh. I used to make gigantic cubic structures out of business cards.
Those are cool. Like the Menger sponges and stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Were you like, yeah.
Mengerer sponges?
Where you have like a... Like a 9x9 grid, but the middle one's taken out, and you do that on three sides, and you can just keep building that out where each one.
I don't understand.
It's like fractal.
Wow, so man.
Only it doesn't.
It's like Laser Floyd, man.
Why is every laser show to Pink Floyd?
Not everyone. I saw one that was The Doors.
You sure it wasn't Pink Floyd?
No.
Does it sound like
it
a circus?
Definitely The Doors.
Because Pink Floyd is all trippy, man. Like, wow, man. If I have a son, I'm going to name him Laser Floyd. Laser Floyd Johnson. Imagine I have a son named Laser. He'd be like a shoo-in for American Gladiators. His name is already Laser.
Yeah, if he doesn't get the crap beaten out of him so much that he gets crippled as a child.
Whatever, he could just be all pew-pew-pew.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already ready to not be on the radio anymore. We've got a lot of time and a lot of questions.
We haven't even gotten... I have not reloaded the page. So we haven't even gotten to anything that might have been asked during the show. Not even close.
I reloaded the page.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't, and we're still way far from
that. I'm still on the 14th. I'm in the 14th now. Ribbon451 says, as a member of the Church of the... Oh. As a member of the Church of the Subgenius, it has come to my attention that there are a lack of references to the Church of the Subgenius and Bob in KOL. Could you please correct this? No.
No. Subgenius is awful and horrible and evil.
What? Really? Do you really believe that?
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sort of a lapsed Discordian, and I always thought of Bob as sort of the enemy.
Huh. Because he represents order. The opposite of some sort of golden apple.
Yeah.
True Evil says, hey guys, don't know if this was just not Red Monday, but could you consider making the all-time NS11 boards 15 or 20 long instead of 10? There are a few runs in both Teetotaler and Boozer with tied turn counts that would be cut off otherwise. It's not fair, and subboards don't really justify that either.
Damn it, I didn't fold up enough post-it.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do.
Wait, today is not the 15th.
What is now?
What?
In Boston.
Oh.
Right. Okay. MonkeyFreak777 says, what will Jick and Company do? You're listening to it.
Going back to the leaderboard things, I am tempted to suggest that we do some sort of KOLDB-like interface to leaderboards. Have our own set of leaderboards, and then a secondary set of things that you can search for. Is that bad? Because that's bad.
I'm just against it. I'm just against it. Yeah.
So let KOLDB have that niche. It's just neat, you know. People reference them all the time.
Some people reference them all the time. Yeah.
I gotta say, I think KOLDB is really. You should.
Oh, I do. I think that it is really neat too.
Have you played with it at all?
No.
Okay.
But I know what it does, and just the idea of it is really neat.
Okay.
After the show, I'm going to buy some of those Doritos, and some more of those noodle things.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll have breakfast.
Hmm. What are they? What's the
brand? Sounds like an idea.
Thai kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
I may have to go with you.
Sandry might have been the one who introduced those to me.
There's no water in the thing.
Can we get another bottle of water?
I don't know.
I don't know when they close.
I don't know when that water and ice store closes. Yeah.
Probably buy it before now.
I mean, we could see if that will fit a 3-gallon water bottle, and if it will, I'm sure we could buy a 3-gallon water bottle at the grocery store. This is fascinating. Fascinating radio.
Sometimes I kind of forget that we're even on the radio.
Rangor says, hey, Jick, is there any possible way to have a delete message once replied option for the K-mail system?
No.
Yeah. No.
I mean, yes, it is possible, but I think way more people would be upset with that.
Yeah.
If it accidentally got turned on.
Orbris says, can you clarify when NS13 will hit? After the rollover that starts on the 24th, or after the one that starts on the 25th, or other? It's
during
when we initially did it, what we were going to announce was going to have it going on a Saturday, and I didn't like that, so we decided to do it on a Sunday.
That's why it was a 31-day at the very beginning.
Yeah. So it's that Sunday, right?
During the rollover on the Sunday, I believe, is when. And it's going to be a long rollover, because we're going to have to do a few things.
We've got a lot of stuff that we can't prepare in advance.
Not a lot. I mean, I was very careful.
Extreme lengths to be able to change just one single setting and have everything, almost everything, pop into NS13 form on the live servers.
Bob Karn says, it would be terrific if players could finish their current Ascension before having to participate in NS13. Well, it'd be terrific if the Tooth Fairy was real.
I mean, you can finish your... You have, what, 10 or 11 days to finish your current Ascension and then just wait if you really want to.
And the idea that somebody is thinking of it as having to participate in NS13 is...
Well... I'm just going to assume that's a poor word choice.
Google Fairy says, I would just like to tell you that I really am looking forward to NS13. Sure, things will be different, but I'm looking forward to it as a casual spade-type gamer. So thanks, seriously. Yay, yeah. Casual spade-type!
Yay. The casual spade-type gamers are going to love them the shit out of NS13.
Yeah, so too. There's so much new stuff to explore. It's crazy.
There's no more water in there.
There might be some in the hot side.
Oh, weird. It's got Error 3. Error 3. What's hey, remember that awesome NPC?
PC load letter.
That awesome NPC in The Adventure of Link who was all, I am Error?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Haven't you modeled your life after that guy?
It's an I am Error. That's all I ever say. I keep trying to grow a beard and a big pot belly. It keeps not working, except for the pot belly.
You tried a beard thing. It looks pretty good.
I don't know. I don't think that my wife agrees with me.
I just got
Gleeb says, could you create more items with detective skull-esque attributes? Those are cool, but kind of hard to find. They're not really that hard to find, are they?
What are hard to find?
I don't even remember how you make a detective skull, or how you get a detective skull.
You don't love your own game.
Seriously, what's the detective skull made out of?
Hint. It's in the knoll.
Hint in the knoll.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. You give it, okay.
Yeah. Zombies.
That's a really
spoilers.
Weird recipe.
I'm not going to argue with that.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah. Landar the Second says, can Doc Galactic Restore Alls please give a discount for Travolton Trousers so I can stop having to buy soda water? Averaging 14.5 meat per MP from soda that way is cheaper.
Yeah. Do the quest.
Yeah. Raging Moon says, I was wondering if there was any story behind all the Canadian content. Well, I mean, there's a story about Canada and how much it's lame.
No, it's entirely full of lumberjacks.
I hear good things about the documentary, speaking of Canadians.
According to the people who are making it?
Yeah, yeah. They're saying it's crunch time and a lot of work is getting done on it. And he's still hoping to have the long cut by Comic-Con. I don't know in what form.
Is the 10-minute cut available to watch?
Not yet.
No.
He's thinking in a couple weeks.
Oh.
Making it available.
Yeah. I mean, he's coming to Comic-Con, right?
I thought. Yeah, no, I think so, yeah.
Okay. I guess
maybe that'd be something we can run on a monitor at the booth.
Yeah. That's not the kind of thing that we'd want to run at the monitor, though. Because you don't want things that people are going to sit there and watch for an hour.
That's true. The Dominator says, damn it, Jick, where the hell is my bottle cap that was signed by you that you said would be in the mail in August of last year? I mean, geez, is you mail that fucking long? Remember? I snet you that thing of the sword and martini guy that glows in the dark, the beady shit. We tried, like, 4 times to send you that goddamn bottle cap, and every time it came back in the mail, and so we just gave up. Sorry, man, but, like...
What did you guys
we spent like an hour and $4 or whatever trying to send you that bottle cap, so that's all you get. Sorry.
Wait. Did you try to send it without a package?
No. It bounced twice, postal service, and yeah, I don't know why. It's
bad address.
Sorry, kid, but we did all we could. If you come to Con, we'll give you a bottle cap. I will give you a giant container full of bottle caps if you come to KOLCon. I've got one with your name on it.
You better write down his name so you know which name to put on
then
it.
Then he's
actually going to show up, yeah. The Annihilator says, so I've noticed the abundance of stolen accordions in the kingdom. What happened to the legit ones? Do accordion thieves steal them from another kingdom? Yeah, the Kingdom of Mexico. three people say, I heard you like Mudkips. Answer S says, sometimes when Jick is reading a question, it's hard to tell where the question stops and Jick begins. So you should have someone say, Jick says, anytime he speaks. I disagree with that assessment.
We could have we could have sort of computerized voice read all the questions.
Right.
Because that would be awesome, given all the typos most of the time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Lord Janus says, how do I shot web? Savalt says, do system announcements work the same way as mod announcements, where if you have the person saying them deleted, they won't show up? I believe that system announcements are ignored by, I believe that system messages are outside the scope of the ignore list. I'm not positive. I guess if somebody had me deleted, they wouldn't see my system announcements.
Can someone delete you and have it stick?
I mean, you definitely can't delete... You can't delete
that out of the cabinets.
Zero, which is who the, like, rollover is in 10 minutes comes from.
Right.
Stone Garden says, fill in the blank. My worst fear is that the day after NS13, my mailbox will be filled with complaints about...
NS13. I mean, there are going to be parts that people are not going to like.
I don't think there are going to be any parts that no one likes.
No. I know. There are going to be
some
parts that
people
don't like.
But I think probably for every single change, there's going to be at least one person who doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of problems that they'll complain about that we will have already put solutions into the
and
game.
And they have not yet been found. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be...
So you got to give it a chance, really.
I mean, it's going to be weeks before all the new items
get sort of disclosed in a way that everybody is aware of.
Yeah.
Serious Spades could probably figure out a bunch of stuff in the first couple days.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard. It's going to be a collaborative effort would be able to figure out a lot of...
I mean, making a fuck ton of multis.
Yeah,
don't do that. Yeah, please don't do that. Yeah, we'll get mad at you if you do that.
Yeah, the multi-czar is going to be on high alert status.
I mean, but it'll be harder to level multis.
That's true. Naked Juice says that the new Richard Bachman book is top-notch. It's called Blaze, and it's highly recommended.
Well, yeah, I read a plot synopsis of it, and didn't sound all that interesting to me. But
Richard Bach is different than Richard Bach and Richard Bachman.
Richard Bachman is Stephen King's pseudonym. Richard Bach is that homo.
Yeah, so I was like, is that his pseudonym based on, is he making fun of Richard
Bach? No.
I didn't realize that that was his pseudonym.
He had written some stuff when he was younger under that name, stuff that I don't know if it was like because he wanted to do some like darker stuff and didn't necessarily know, you know, that if he wanted it associated with him or whatever, but then it became... He had sort of announced it at some point in the 80s.
He got outed by some reporter or something.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was... Something I read about it, he was saying that he was really pissed about it at the time, too.
Huh. But he's... Over the last, 20 years, he's written, like, 3 or 4 more books as Richard Bachman.
Interesting.
And then he wrote The Dark Half about Richard Bachman coming to life and trying to kill him. Bob128 says, can we expect a leaderboard for the first Ascensions post NS13?
Yeah, all leaderboards. All leaderboards.
Yeah,
The way that I am envisioning the leaderboards working, granted it's going to be Xenophobe who's coding this up, so it might work slightly differently, is that only Ascensions started after NS13 Rolls Live will show up on the standard leaderboard page. Everything else, all the stuff from before that, will show up in some sort of archive somewhere, and Ascensions that are in progress when NS13 Rolls Live will just never show up.
Yeah, will just
anywhere.
Never be on a leaderboard at all. Yeah.
That's how I think we're hoping that it will work, and we'll have to see. So that, you mean, there's a lot of disincentive to try to do some sort of crazy Oxygenarian stunt at this point, because there's not a lot of time left. Which is one of the reasons that we posted the countdown and the explanation.
Shinji16 is asking if I had played the Doom roguelike. I think I downloaded it and tried it, but was very bad at it.
Did you say Dune or Doom?
Doom. D-O-O-M. Okay. There's a Doom roguelike. Where,
how does that work?
I mean, it's just a roguelike where you're, you know, in a marine base on hell and on hell on Mars.
I was envisioning fire. A first-person shooter with the Doom engine that had randomly generated levels and monsters from the rogue.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be kind of okay.
Mystical Vampire Lord says, by any chance, can you implant an item into the game, the glasses from that black dude from Star Trek, and they would allow you to see more information about monsters that you normally couldn't?
Geordi
that would be what they were called, the glasses from that black dude from Star Trek. And the description would be, your name is Toby.
I wonder if any of the little kids that grew up watching Reading Rainbow ever, like, accidentally saw that movie on TV and were horribly scarred by the experience.
I don't know. Frank the Bunny says, KOL is a fantastic game, but its interest factor weans due to its growing lack sense of community.
Huh. You mean due to the fact that the community growingly lacks sense? as evidenced by that sentence?
I mean, you know, community is not something that we control, right? Like, I feel like the community is going to be an ever-evolving thing. But I don't think that the community is in decline, per se, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's still all kinds of people doing cool things. There's always people in chat.
Yeah.
Saying funny stuff. It's hilarious.
Is it?
What, the stuff in chat? Yeah.
Are there hilarious things in chat?
At all times. I hear that RNG is pretty funny. Don't screw with them. The RNG.
Tomato Bob says, manhole cover shield in the sleazy back alley next Tuesday, along with that thing he's been trying to get you to do on Tuesday for the last 6 months. Wait, what? Isn't there already a manhole cover shield?
There's the turtle.
Yeah, if the thing... turtles. It's all about the turtles.
what is this Ricketts saying? Why is the... why is the ASCII shirt still on Cold Front? It probably accidentally got marked public a long time ago and got into their item database. Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's going to start dropping with NS13. It was not an NS13 item. We put it into...
It's not marked public now, but yeah.
It wasn't when he first brought that to my attention.
What?
That the ASCII shirt had shown up on Cold Front.
Really?
Yeah. You guys aren't reading the devlogs thoroughly.
They're like 8 million pages long.
Yeah.
I have to go over all of them to collect any bug reports we haven't dealt with at this point. So that's one of my fun projects in the next couple days.
Nerd says, what is your favorite color number shape animal? Mine is green 3 triangle panda.
When you get it wet, it turns into purple 14
year-old girl. I hate Japan. I don't hate Japan. I just hate the Japanese.
I don't think you even know the Japanese, right? Like,
you just hate Japanese media
that has made it to here, right?
Yeah.
Otaku, or whatever.
No.
Is that the word?
Otaku is a word for big, huge dorks. I mean, not like in the gay porn sense, but like in the. In the, like, you know, otaku means, like, home...
Homebound.
Like homebound,
yeah,
or something.
It's like...
Basement 30-year-old.
Basement mom, like...
Basement 30-year-old or something.
Obsessively collects knowledge about one very small topic.
Geek.
Kind of thing. To the extreme.
Yeah.
X-Smoodex says, that black dude from Star Trek was LeVar Burton. Yes, X-Smoodex, we know.
No. Geordi LaForge.
His name was Toby.
I get it. In death, we have a name.
Riven451 says, Riff, what are you talking about? I know several Discordian sub-genii. They sit around, smoke frop, and eat hot dogs. apostrophe F-R-O-P. What the fuck does that mean?
It's some subgenius drug that doesn't exist.
I see. Is the subgenius just, like, trying to convince people that they don't understand what the subgenius... I mean, is it's like... the subgenius is like McSweeney's.
It's sort of like Discordianism funneled, like, filtered through an infomercial.
Just to clarify, you were reading Nerd's question. See, this is a prime example of the inability to distinguish between what is a question and what's an answer. Because you read Nerd's question, what is your favorite color, number, shape, animal? I assumed that was the question. And what followed
was me answering the
but
question.
But actually, that was also part of Nerd's question.
Yeah, yeah.
Screen three triangle panda. I see. See, maybe Nerd was trying to prove a point.
That could be. Istanbul says, a hint for the guy who sent that question in about community. You see a lot more of the community if you look at chat with your eyes open. The Logman asked if NS13 is going to include any non-combats in the valley, like the I'm in Ur base killing Ur dudes adventure. You mean snow clones of I'm in Ur X in Ur Y, or yeah. Y in Ur Z?
Don't even bother.
Don't ever use the word snow clone. Anyone. Don't anyone ever use the word snow clone for anything ever.
I don't even know what you're talking about lately.
look it up on Wikipedia. There was some article I was reading, and it's like blah 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 snow clone of blah, and I was like, what? And it's a link, so you follow it, and you're like, someone has made up a word.
I saw it, and it was not linked.
Oh, okay. It was a link in an article that we saw it in two different articles on the same day, completely independently, and both got angry about it without even mentioning it to each other, and then we're like, yeah, fucking snow clone.
But we had heard about it. Like, it came up a few days before that, and then we both independently ran into it. Oh, yeah.
I hadn't heard about it. Did it a couple, really?
It's just not a real goddamn word. I'm not saying you're not allowed to make up new words, you know, but just not retarded-ass ones like that. like, oh, this is a word meaning a phrase that is similar to another phrase. Oh. Okay.
Why
what, bastard is it? Bastardization? It's a...
Righteously,
you know, it's
indignant
a
about this kind of stuff.
Fucking podcast. Podcast my ass.
I've got a new crusade in Wikipedia. It's to add a citation notice in front of any article that isn't just, like, documented the fuck out of.
Yeah, because he's all pissed off about this article needs references, external references or sources on KOL that every time he, you know, removes it or replaces it with a bunch of references and external sources, they just keep reverting it.
So what
happened to Adventure Quest? He went into the Adventure Quest article and added the exact same tag.
Yeah.
So
all I was upset about was the
inconsistency.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Now, as long as it's, you know, I'm just going to enforce it. What I kind of really want is I want a bunch of editors who are, like, excited about a particular article. I want to go into their articles and say, sorry, this isn't documented enough. You know, because
you know, I'll bet you there's people that do that already.
That may be the case. I mean, the thing is that they have an exception for stuff that is, like, a current event, right? Stuff that you just couldn't have third-party, like, published sources on, right?
Hmm.
And I feel like that's what half of the articles in Wikipedia are really about, and that's the stuff that people really reference there, is like people that are alive that don't necessarily have biographies about them, or you know, products that have just come out and that kind of thing. Like, you can link to a review of that thing, but, like, there's not going to be some sort of published book about you know, the new iPhone. Right, there's no book that's out about iPhones, right? You can link to Apple's site about them or reviews about it, but, you know, but there's a page about it, and they've got all kinds of references to things where it's mentioned, but it's not really cited in the way that they really want all of their articles to be. So either they want an encyclopedia that's just really dry and boring and technical and doesn't have any of the sort of pop culture type stuff, or they've just got to stop that kind of, like, air of pretension.
Yeah.
And allow the articles that are about stuff that's going on now to sort of be a little bit looser and freer. So that's my little sort of tirade for today.
You need to get your housemate, whose name I've suddenly forgotten.
Sora to start to do something about that. What we clearly need is more scholarly publications about KOL so that we can reference them.
That would be good too. Yeah,
and do it. And
there was a paper published about plague mechanisms in MMOs.
I don't know that it's published.
I don't know that it's published anywhere that you can see, because I was sent a link and a thing.
Right.
I don't know that you can get to it without being logged in.
It doesn't have to be.
Linked online. Just the fact that it was published.
The fact that it was published. We should do the one that the paper that was about virtual economies that talks about us.
Was that actually done somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I didn't know that.
My understanding was that it was published.
Oh, okay.
And then reference those. Yeah. We could probably do general things about game theory.
I mean, are we? What about The Escapist? Does that count? I mean, because I don't know that The Escapist article is linked.
I don't know.
That boutique MMOs thing? Yeah.
I don't know. See, it can't be a directory, it can't just be a review, it can't be a blog.
Well, this is definitely not a review. I mean, this is a
scholarly
magazine
article.
It's not scholarly, but it's a magazine article. I mean, it's as...
Is it just a list of MMOs, though?
No. It is an article about, hey, check it out, while World of Warcraft is making billions and billions of dollars, look at this sort of unprecedented potential for, a couple of guys in a garage to make an MMO that actually makes them a living.
Right.
And, we were just listed, kind of. I mean, it wasn't like a list. It was like a discussion about
the
principle,
that
we're referenced in it. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna get off the radio now.
That sounds like a good idea. We got a lot of work to do.
Yep. A lot of work buying Doritos and Thai kitchen noodles. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into the office and we're going to eliminate 4 line items from that to-do list. It can be the easiest 4, but we eliminate 4 and then we're allowed to eat.
Smoodex sends in a statement to Radio Bugbear. Snow clone. Thanks.
Yep. All right, leaving you in the more than capable hands of a dead heart. And
have a good weekend, everybody.
Night-night.
See you.
Flush.
Wow.
Of the world.